This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Hamburgers can kill. Or to be more accurate, the bacteria that live inside the hamburger meat, they can kill you. Ever since penicillin started off the modern antibiotic game about 60 years ago, bacteria have been evolving. And so nowadays, diseases like gonorrhea and leprosy, which were once sensitive to penicillin, are quite resistant. The way bacteria build up resistance is to grow and mutate in an animal while there is only a low level of antibiotic present. Now, the low level of antibiotic means that some bacteria will survive. Yep, totally by accident, these guys are just naturally a little bit more resistant to that antibiotic. Now, you need only one bacterium with antibiotic resistance to survive, and it can then start off the entire next generation. Give them a few hundred generations, which might take only a week or so, and the next thing you know, almost all the bacteria are immune to this antibiotic. Now, where do you find an animal running around on low-dose antibiotics? Well, usually not in the human animal. Because when you go to the doctor, she or he gives you a big dose of antibiotic, which kills all of the bacteria. And also, you are told to take the antibiotics to the very end of the course, even after you feel better. So, there should be no bacteria left around in you to mutate and multiply. But if you stop taking the antibiotic as soon as you feel better, you might allow some hardy, naturally resistant bacteria to survive and pass their resistance to their descendants. But intensively farmed animals, such as chicken and beef cattle, they walk around loaded with antibiotics. It was wrongly thought to be cheaper to feed antibiotics to all of the beef cattle in the developed world rather than wait until they actually got sick and then treat them. So the cattle walk around with a mini war going on inside them between the bacteria and the antibiotics. And so the wheel of Buddha rolls around, the animal gets killed, and the raw meat goes to the hamburger shops. There it gets cooked and the bacteria die. But there's a hitch, because raw meat often gets put on the breadboard. And while it is on the breadboard, a few bacteria, smarter than the rest, who know what is going to happen, they jump off and they wait. And then when a bit of salad comes along, the bacteria jump onto the salad. And now you've got salad with some bacteria on it, and some of these bacteria are quite nasty, but will not get cooked. Voila! Instant food poisoning! Antibiotics have been banned in European animal feed since 2006, apart from two specific antibiotics that can be given to poultry. However, they are not banned from animal feed in the USA. And in fact, in the year 2000, over 70% of all the antibiotics given in the USA were given to food animals such as cattle, pigs, chicken and the like. And most importantly, these were given in the total absence of any disease. Bacteria which have picked up resistance via the farm-animal pathway include Salmonella and E. coli. Some varieties of Salmonella are resistant to 9 separate antibiotics. And in the USA, the estimates are that E. coli causes 73,000 illnesses and 61 deaths each year. And a nasty bacterium known as MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or the golden staph, has evolved a new strain that has found a happy home in modern hog farms. Today, well over a quarter of American hogs carry MRSA. And MRSA in the USA kills more people than AIDS, about 18,000 each year. What can we do if we still want to keep farm productivity high? Well, in Denmark, annual agricultural antibiotic use dropped from 210 tons down to 9 tons between 1995 and 2000. However, antibiotics are still used to treat sick animals. the incidence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria dropped enormously, and better animal husbandry kept the productivity virtually at its previous levels. A USA-wide study found that 47% of meat and poultry samples were contaminated with the golden staph, and very worryingly, over half of these bacteria were resistant to at least three separate classes of antibiotics. So, the next time you're in a hamburger shop, and you see them put some of the raw hamburger meat on the breadboard, you should also ask for a well-cooked salad.
What does it mean? Why is it so?